top executives with the contractor who runs FedBizOps.gov have pleaded guilty to criminal hacking. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller has written about this in his Inside the Reporter's Notebook column, and he joins us now to tell us what's happened and whether this will impact the company's federal contracts. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so Jason, first of all, FedBizOps, that's where agencies post their contract notices and requests for information and the like. Tell us how this is connected to this criminal hacking case.
Well, it's FedBizOps is run by Simplicity Corporation, and it has been for almost a decade now, maybe a little bit less. And Simplicity also does work outside the federal sector. I want to be clear on this. They do work in the education sector, provide really customer relationship management tools, for lack of a better word. It's really around students, but, you know, students in the education field are the customers. And what happened in this case is that the former now president of Simplicity, Ariel Friedler, was hacking into competitors' websites in the education sector. So again, be clear, it is not related to the federal contracting world in terms of the crimes he pleaded guilty to last week. But the fact is, Simplicity runs the FedBizOps. They run the electronic subcontractor reporting system. They actually just won a new contract with the State Department. So the fact is, you have a government contractor who, as a whole, has a lot of work in government, also in the education sector, and their former president was convicted of these charges of basically hacking into a competitor's computer system, two competitors of that nature in the education sector, and stole proprietary data in order to gain a competitive advantage. Now, this is a fascinating case for several reasons, but I think the biggest one is that, you know, this is a case of basically cyber espionage that you don't hear too much about, you know, kind of person to person, especially when you're talking about a small business in the federal contracting world.
And we should point out, this is not the same Simplicity company that makes the dress patterns. That's one has a Y and one has an I. And so,
I'll leave that to you, Tom.
Right, yeah. In this case, though, yeah, I haven't made a dress in decades. Would the company be subject to debarment because of something that happened
right
in another market that it serves?
Now, that is a huge question, and it's unclear. Now, again, I heard from Simplicity's current ownership, or they have a new president and a new general counsel. Bill Garrity is the new CEO, and their spokeswoman said that the company itself has not been charged in this crime, and their federal contracts have not been affected or part of this. But I did, when I reported on this back in 2012 for the first time, I did talk to a procurement lawyer, and at the time that person said, listen, under the federal acquisition regulations, an agency could suspend a contractor for the, quote, commission of any other offense indicating a lack of business integrity or business honesty that seriously and directly affects the present responsibility of a government contractor or subcontractor. So in many ways, that this crime, again, outside the federal sphere, could impact their federal contracts if somebody says, you know what, we're going to at least look into them a little more closely and see if they are above board, across, you know, above board all the way around. And if we find nothing, then fine. But we may, so this could, and I'm going to stress that, lead to a suspension. Now, I did reach out to the General Services Administration, and they had just found out about this as well. So there was no real comment that they could give. But that is a possibility. Now, maybe not a very strong one because the company itself was not indicted, but just the president of it. But as you know, the president does lead, you know, it's a pretty big role when you're a president of a company.
And I want to underscore what you just said. You said you first wrote about this in 2012. So these allegations or suspicions have been hanging over Ariel Friedler's head for a while now.
In fact, I just heard from one of the main Maxient, which is the first company that brought this to light, to the FBI. Actually, this started back in 2009, the initial cyber attacks. I think Maxient was starting to see some weird things happening on their network, seeing that every time they rolled out a new piece to their educational software, all of a sudden Simplicity had a similar piece, and they said, something's weird going on here. And as they started to do some research, when you read court documents, you know, basically what they did was, you know, Ariel Friedler found a hole in their security and then took advantage of it. He was also using stuff like Tor, T-O-R, which is a a anonymizer. So if I go to, you know, emilycopp.com, which is a real website, everyone, so don't use it there. It won't look like it's coming from me. It will hide my IP address and my website. So he was using stuff knowing, according to court documents, that this was wrong. So I think that what you saw in the long run is he did this not just once or twice by accident, but repeated times. And I think that's where it's really caused him major problems. You know, you can say, well, he did it once by accident. He got in, you know, not purposefully and then got right out. But they went back a second, third, and fourth, and fifth time.
And also what at least the company is alleging, it's not that he just hacked, but if his company, if Simplicity was then turning out products that seemed to be based on what his results were, that also means that the company would appear to be at least listening or acting upon this information.
Well, right. I mean, as president of the company, he directs the development. Now, also as part of this case is the chief technology officer. Now, this person has not entered a plea yet, so we're still waiting to find out what they plead, whether it's guilty or what. But he has resigned. The former CTO is Alak Daher, and he resigned along with Ariel Friedler. They both resigned from the company just last week. So it'll be interesting to see what Mr. Daher's plea will be. That's supposed to come in court in early June.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. I guess, has anyone made this connection that for the government's sake, they would worry that, well, if the company did this on this account, look how many federal contractors submit information to the FedBizOps response and so forth, or, you know, requests for more information, and therefore clues to how to get back into their systems could be left at FedBizOps. And therefore, there's a danger to everyone that touches that company.
Well, I think if they haven't, the competitors of Simplicity may make this case very strongly to GSA and others, because there is that concern. Now, you know, this case was first brought to my attention and back in 2012, actually by a competitor of Simplicity, because there's concern of exactly what you said, Tom. I mean, if they're doing this in one sector, again, totally unrelated to the federal sector, but if they're doing it in one sector, what makes you think Ariel Friedler was not directing a very similar attempt to the federal sector? Now, there's no evidence that says that he has or didn't, but the fact is that is a concern. And I think that's why this is an important story for our community. Yes, it happened in a totally different sector. Yes, there's no evidence that says, oh, Simplicity was doing something wrong in the federal sector. But the point is that the president of a company, when they are directing something that's illegal, how does that filter down to the rest of the company? And I think that's the concern I think you are hearing from other competitors and other people. Now, again, a lot of it's going to be wait and see. Will the government act? Will GSA or whomever take a step to really start any kind of IG investigation, any kind of look into it? We don't know yet, and it may never happen. But, again, the company denies that this has any effect on the federal market and that the federal market was not part of this case in the least bit.
And at this point, with those two executives out, is that as far as the extent of the involvement of company officials is known?
Well, according to court documents, there was three company officials, the president, the CTO, and then one other one that they don't identify. As far as I can tell, this other one has not been charged or has not resigned yet. But, you know, Ariel Friedler's letter to the company, you know, he was very sincere, it seemed like, in the letter saying, listen, competition got the better of him. He made huge mistakes and he understands what he did was wrong and he resigned. And, you know, I think part of him and the CTO resigning is to help show is one way for the company and the board to show, listen, we take this very seriously and we're cleaning house, if you will, to rid Simplicity of any potential problems or any appearance that we don't care about what happened.
Okay, this story and a lot more is detailed in Jason's Inside the Reporter's Notebook, FedBizOps Contractor Admits to Hacking. You can find it now at federalnewsradio.com. Jason, as always, great to talk with you.
My pleasure.